Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
During my pilgrimage, I have kept your commandments.
During my pilgrimage, I have kept your commandments.
Remember your word to your servant, by which you gave me hope. This is my comfort in sorrow, that your promise gives me life. Though the proud may utterly deride me, I keep to your law. I remember your decrees of old, and these, Lord, console me. I am seized with indignation at the wicked who forsake your law. Your commands have become my song in the land of exile. I think of your name in the night time, and I keep your law. This has been my blessing, the keeping of your precepts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you raise us up from our lowliness by giving us the hope of eternal life. May we always serve you in this our pilgrimage and come to enjoy the happiness of our home with you.
During my pilgrimage, I have kept your commandments. God will deliver his people from bondage and bring us home rejoicing.
God will deliver his people from bondage and bring us home rejoicing.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God above. Their deeds are corrupt, depraved. Not a good man is left. God looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if any are wise, if any seek God. All have left the right path, depraved every one. There is not a good man left, no, not even one. Will the evildoers not understand? They eat up my people as though they were eating bread. They never pray to God. See how they tremble with fear without cause for fear, for God scatters the bones of the wicked. They are shamed. God rejects them. Oh, that Israel's salvation might come from Zion when God delivers his people from bondage. Then Jacob will be glad and Israel rejoice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty Father, apart from you there is nothing true, nothing holy on earth. Dismiss our sins and give us strength in our weakness so that all who believe in your Son may rejoice in his glory.
God will deliver his people from bondage and bring us home rejoicing.
God is my helper and my strong support. God is my helper and my strong support. O God, save me by your name, by your power, uphold my cause. O God, hear my prayer, listen to the words of my mouth. For proud men have risen against me, ruthless men seek my life. They have no regard for God, but I have God for my help. The Lord upholds my life. I will sacrifice to you with willing heart and praise your name, for it is good. For you have rescued me from all my distress, and my eyes have seen the downfall of my foes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We humbly ask you, Father, to save us from every evil and trial on earth, that we may seek with our hearts and deeds our Lord and Helper, Jesus Christ, whom we look to in the heavens.
God is my helper and my strong support.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. The body is one and has many members, but all the members, many though they are one body, and so it is with Christ. It was in one spirit that all of us, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, were baptized into one body. All of us have been given to drink of the one Spirit, the Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Father, keep us true to yourself,
that we may be perfectly one.
Lord God, you made known to Peter your desire to bring all nations to salvation. Let all our work give you praise and carry out your loving plan. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.